This is Millennial Save Capitalism from StoryLogic. I'm Aaron Heath.
And I'm Ryan Treadwell.
Hey, Ryan. So what are we talking about this week?
So we're going to be talking about Disney.
We're talking about that New York Post article, aren't we?
Yeah. It's pretty terrible. So there's this terrible New York Post article, "Sorry, Childless Millennials Going to Disney World is Weird." And it sparked something in my brain. And I was like, I remember seeing something about this just a day or two ago. And sure enough, this is all started from actually an earlier tweet.
Okay.
What I had seen is actually it's a tweet of a Facebook post. Twitter user at Jen Cat writes, cat with a K. So she screenshotted something on Facebook where this woman was going on this insane rant, like all the capital letters, all the exclamation points. There's something like 30 like angry emojis on here, just screaming about how she's angry that people without children dare to go into Disney World.
They were childless, unmarried people standing in line for pretzels in front of her and her child.
How dare they?
Getting pretzels before her and her child. And we know Disney is a place for children. Walt himself, I remember,
he said only children allowed.
It's funny, like, I remember when I was a child at the ripe young age of 4, and Walt Disney would come and visit me in my dreams with sparkles and magic. And I remember when I turned maybe 11 or 12, that stopped happening, and I knew, like, my time with Disney was over.
Honestly, it was probably whenever you turned 13, right? Because no longer a child.
That's right.
I think tweens still count a little bit.
Yeah, a tween deserves a little magic.
Right. Like, it starts to dim.
Yeah,
like,
that's when you get the pretzel, and you're so hungry, and you drop
right.
it. You drop it, and you kind of deserve that you dropped it.
It's like one of those fluorescent lights that just start to flicker every once in a while, and then just, like, nonstop strobe. The magic just kind of goes out.
Yeah, this sounds like the start of my next favorite Netflix horror series. Yeah, cool. Horrifying.
Horrifying, absolutely. A terror children's entertainer like pops into their dreams at night and slowly sucks out the joy of life.
Which is kind of what this woman was doing. So
this is a bizarre one. And I think this is actually an unusual one for us, because if you look at the facts, Disney is really into childless millennials.
Yeah, that's who they're after, really. So I want to start, before we get into it, by thanking this Twitter user, Jen Cat Writes, you said?
Yeah, Jen Cat Writes.
I'm hoping it seems like it started with her, and the New York Post just, this shitty article.
I'm pretty
article
sure
just,
they saw it.
They just copied it from her.
Yeah, and then just wrote a shitty article. And then like 90 other articles pop up around that time about this lady or whatever.
And to be clear, she's not the one who wrote the Facebook rant.
No, she's posting it. In fact, her tweet is, "This is my new favorite wild mommy post."
What we're going to do in this episode is try to help Disney corral that energy into something that appeases everyone.
Well, so clearly there's more money to be made here, right?
So it sounds like you already have an idea about parents who feel kind of entitled versus single millennials.
Okay, I'm really into this idea. Like, I really feel like this could be a new park, maybe within the Disney universe, or, you know, maybe just a separate park, right?
Okay.
And I really feel like they need to lead into this target demographic and just create situations where you can really live out all your wild fantasies of entitlement, right?
Okay.
Like, we've already got one of the rides, like, just there. Like, one of these, you know, handcrafted experiences, there's going to be a ton of millennial actors all around, all holding pretzels, and you can just go snatch whichever ones you want out of their hands.
I like it.
And then they're going to be sad, and then they'll, like, TikTok it or something like that.
Oh, TikTok. Do you think that all the, like, adult millennials in this room that are there for these angry parents' enjoyment, do you think they'll be, like, wearing diapers, and then when you take the pretzel away, they'll cry and whine?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then it should just start snowing. They should all be dressed up as individual snowflake costumes.
Yes. I feel like these are all of the different characters, the boomer characters, like the person who doesn't look up from their phone. Mm-hmm. Their eyes are literally glued to the phone.
Yep,
and
totally.
Like all bug out, like cartoon style.
There's a room full of avocados.
just like, there is an avocado toast costume, right?
Okay.
Like also, like there's just a man dressed as a piece of bread with avocado stuck to him.
What if they turn this into like a horror ride? And it's like there's a toaster and then a piece of avocado toast pops up. And
oh, yeah, the avocado. Oh, no, it's the brunch ride.
What's the brunch ride?
The brunch ride. Okay, so you go in, you sit on a piece of avocado toast. You strap yourself in, right, to the avocado toast, right? And then it just goes through like all of the brunch conversations. Like you stand in a really long line for brunch.
Yes. Okay. You get a couple on their first date.
Yeah, this is more for us. It's really hard. Like, I don't like this flip around, but I feel like it's a necessary task that we need to do. So I think what it would be is like there's an eavesdropping ride, right? Where you're just slowly going through and eavesdropping, and then you're able to judge the people that you're eavesdropping on.
Okay. What do you think? Okay, there's famous Disney rides. There's Space Mountain and things like that. What do you think the version of those rides would be for this? What's the shitty making fun of millennials version of like Space Mountain or something else like that?
It's
a Small World. We could do something with It's a Small World.
I feel like It's a Small World would just be a bunch of people all saying, "You're so brave. Being a mom is the hardest job." You know, just like all of these affirmation things that they repeat to themselves. Maybe there's like a live, laugh, love ride.
Okay. I do like this idea, the idea of themed rooms too. Maybe we can, the mom just wants what's best for her child.
Sure.
In this case, right? She wants the pretzel now. She wants the child to be happy. The funny thing is that child in the 20 years is going to remember these happy moments and just want to kind of live them again back when life was easy, and they're going to come back to Disney World.
Or just like absolutely growing up resenting their mom. Like, who knows?
I have another take on this. So your suggestion on saving Disney is just open up a new wing of the park and cater to parents. I like that. I like catering to parents and like what parents want and need. And then, you know me, I'm a big fan of modern, kind of postmodern capitalism, where everything is a brand, a lifestyle brand, right?
Sure.
Disney is a lifestyle brand, but they could go further. So one of the things in this New York Post article that was bizarre is the person writing it just started going off on millennials about how they could go travel the world instead of going to Disney World, right? I kind of am with them. I have an idea, right?
Okay.
Disney World is convenient. It's convenient to have everything in one place, but convenience doesn't make money. So Disney's got their parks, right? They've got hotels. They've already taken a foray into this. They've got Disney Cruise Lines.
Sure.
Let's get Disney Air going. Go to these other countries, the hot countries that are popular, and build specific themed parks there. But not like a full Disney World. I mean, Disney's kind of been bad before and stereotypical, right? So I think that they should take something like The Lion King, right, and build a Lion King park in South Africa or just any part of Africa.
Okay, so first of all.
Yeah.
Disney Air absolutely already exists.
Disney Air, does it?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's get some marketing budget behind Disney Air.
Okay, so let's just get this out of the way. Like, Disney, everything exists. They have done everything. I'm looking at a Moana plane right now. Like, they have done, like, absolutely everything. I think Disney does not need us at all.
No, they need us. I think we did it. I think we fixed it. I think we solved
we
it.
We saved
time.
You, Disney. You can send us thanks by sending me some tickets to Disney World, because I'd really like to go.
But seriously, though, I like the idea of, like, let's pick a different place. I really want to go to Thailand, right?
Okay.
Like, what if there is a place in Thailand that was just Disney stuff? It's like they just take a piece of Thailand. They get you out there. Really, it's just Disney World. But
right. You
can say you went to Thailand and appease the boomers.
Okay, so what you're saying is you wish there were, like, a Disneyland Thailand.
You know what they should do? They should have a consulate in every country. They should have an embassy, basically, in every country.
Hey, Aaron. Hey, Aaron.
Yeah?
Guess what they have in Thailand?
Okay. All right, what do they have?
Disneyland Thailand.
Okay, can I just, let's play a game real quick where I pick a country and you tell me what foothold Disney has there.
Oh, wait, no, I'm wrong.
Oh.
I'm wrong. Aaron, I am sad
Fact-checking.
To admit that I am wrong. It's Disneyland of Thailand. It is a place called Dream World, and it is terrifying looking.
Okay. So they have competition there.
They have competition. Disney should go to freaking Thailand.
Disney should go to Thailand. We did it, Ryan. We did it.
We saved Disney. Yeah, absolutely. Also, like, there's Disneyland. There is an actual, like, Disneyland Hong Kong. And there are some characters here that I do not understand. You've watched Demolition Man, right?
Yes. Ah, they are the Taco Bell of our
They are the Taco Bell of, like, it's actually not going to be Taco Bell. It is going to be everything is Disney. That mouse will outlive humanity.
We thought it was going to be the roaches, but...
We thought it was going to be the roaches, but no, it's going to be Disney. It's going to be, like, mutant versions of Donald Duck. Yeah. And, like, Wesley Snipes is going to kill us all, and all that's going to be left is Donald Duck serving, you know, tacos or Mickey Mouse pretzels.
I like a team up with Taco Bell and Disney.
Yeah, I like a team up. Okay. I have another idea. I'm refining, right?
Okay.
I'm going back to the source. I'm, like, workshopping things. I'm thinking about, like, I'm getting in that head, right? Like, what does a mom actually want? And I'm an excellent person to talk about this as a dude without kids. So here's what I'm thinking. Like, what if we offered them all of the fun of going on a vacation with your kids without the actual pain of going on a vacation with your kids? You can go there, you go to Disney World or whatever it is, and then Disney World takes your child, right, and then puts them in their Disney park and then supervises them and does all of that stuff.
But I think that they actually do have a similar service to this.
No, but
I think,
listen,
they have like a child care.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm going a level up because this still does not help the mom, because what the mom wants is to post things on Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they give them an animatronic version of their child to take around the park, a special park just for Instagram opportunities or whatever. They hand them Rosé, and then they just, like, give them this animatronic child and that they can go, like, hey, give me a high five, right, on this ride or whatever. They have a perfect vacation. They take all of the photos back. They can probably even Photoshop the kid's face with that, like, deep fake technology.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Right? Like, and then the kid has a fun time. The mom has a fun time. It's a robot, so they're not going to bother them or anything like that. It's the perfect solution to this.
I like this idea because really what you've just done is you've sold me on Pinocchio 2, a modern gritty remake of Pinocchio.
Yeah, we could totally work that in there.
The animatronic child just keeps saying, I'm a real boy, but like in a in a like disturbing way.
In a terrifying way. It's like, yeah. I am a real boy, mom.
Yeah.
Hello, mom.
I love how much horror has come out of this episode.
This
so
is
far.
The horror episode. Like, we did the murder episode with divorce, and like, this is the horror Disneyland one. I'm fine with that.
Really, what it comes down to is we're trying to think of ways to save Disney, and you're right. Disney doesn't need saving. So the question is, how can Disney save millennials?
They're giving me literally everything I want and have wanted since I was a child.
Which is?
I just want to go fly the Millennium Falcon. Like, and since it is not real, they are giving me the closest ability to do that. Like in the new Star Wars park, you can go and build a droid. Like you go up onto the conveyor belt and you take all the pieces and you can put it together. And then you get a droid that you built that you can take home. That's literally everything I've ever wanted in life.
Wait, that does sound, I don't even like Star Wars and that sounds cool.
It's fucking awesome. Like everything is in theme. It's just, you get to build your own fucking lightsaber. Like I love this way too much and really want to go.
Here's a small idea. There's something here. What is Disney's tool to success? When they need to do something, what tool do they reach for? They reach for their money bags. And
okay.
They just buy it.
Oh, sure. Like go out and buy whatever competition and things they have. Sure.
And so I'm thinking about, we're trying to kind of save millennials, especially based off that New York Post article. I'm in the mindset of trying to save millennials, drive for exploration or worldliness, right?
Okay, you're trying to better people, right?
Like,
I'm willing to go on this adventure with you of trying to better people. That is not what I'm about. Like, I am very much about building droids and then just giving Disney all my money.
Oh, that's cool. No, we can do both. People shouldn't feel bad about nostalgia or cool Disney World shit.
I definitely don't. I feel awesome about it.
I'm just saying there's probably more fun places to experience that than Florida.
Well, Ford is a trash heap.
They're failing there. They fucked that up. And I don't understand exactly why they're sticking with it.
Well, it's because they own like half the state, right?
I mean, they own half of everything now.
Well, that's true. They could expand. They could just literally go like, Michigan, we own you.
That's what I'm saying. We can get ourselves out there traveling again.
Oh, you know what?
Just buy Thailand.
You know what? I think we've been leaning in the wrong direction.
Okay.
We need to push Disney into more things. They are not in enough things. Let's hasten the apocalypse.
Okay.
Let's get this going. Let's get Disney into politics. Let's make Disney brand voting machines. Let's do Disney rallies. I don't know.
I haven't clenched my stomach on this show before in the way I just did.
Disney voting machine's really good, right? Like, Disney, it's the most apocalyptic thing ever.
They could also just turn them into those Facebook quizzes where it's like, the voting machine isn't actually asking you for a vote. It's like, which Disney character are you? And then at the end, it tells you, hey, you would like Bernie Sanders.
I like it going that way of them like choosing real candidates, or just like, guess what? Thor's now your president. Like, that's it. The character Thor. He's very popular right now. Chris Hemsworth. He's the look at him and then think of another name that would be fitting for him other than Chris. Like, it's impossible.
Maybe we get the Chrises to run the country as a like a joint body of
like a hive mind of Chrises.
Yeah, except for the shitty one.
Pratt.
Yeah, but the other three, there's three others, right?
He's going a little crazy right now. He's so yeah, let's get the other ones. Let's get Evans. I like Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
Hemsworth seems real nice.
Chris Hemsworth. Isn't there another one too?
Captain Kirk.
Yes.
Yeah. That Chris also.
Yeah, that Chris also. Did the TV show Everybody Loves Chris come on ABC?
I don't know. I hope it was CBS.
Oh, no. We're so conflicted. Are we praising CBS All Access on this episode or Disney's ABC?
Okay. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. It's CBS. So, obviously, we push. Like, we are not yet paid by CBS All Access, but I feel like that is just a formality.
We need to take a quick break here and talk about the great content. Yes, Disney has, everybody loves Disney. They've bought a lot of things.
Yeah, Disney has everything. But you know what they don't have is Everybody Loves Chris, which is apparently on CBS All Access. It's also on Hulu, but like, you know.
Disney does own Hulu. But CBS is still getting royalty rights from that. And that's who we're here to talk to you about today. And if you've listened to the show before, you've heard us talk about CBS All Access before. Ryan, what's your favorite part about CBS All Access?
My favorite part is that it is a streaming service and they have shows.
I love that it's on the web. And as a millennial, I love the web. I have a laptop and a computer and a phone.
You know what else, though? You know what else? I'm pretty sure you can stream it from smart televisions. I'm not 100% sure.
I bet some of them.
Maybe some of them. And maybe game consoles? We don't know.
That's for Sony and Roku and LG to pay for, though. We're not here to talk about their features.
We care about CBS All Access.
And the thing that we should emphasize, with CBS All Access, you don't just get some access. You get all of it. My favorite show on CBS All Access is that new Star Trek. It's really good, I've heard.
There might be two of them, so.
I think there's another one coming, right?
Yeah, I do know some things about Star Trek now because I was super uninterested in it, and now they've done time travel, and I'm a dummy, and I like time travel.
That's pretty good.
I'm looking at their shows right now, and I'm in the popular category, thank God. Because I was like, there's 12 shows, that's it. And that can't be it.
That can't be it. You have all access.
Yeah, we have all access to these. Most of these I can get, right? Like, there's NCIS, sure, boomers love that. Boomers, if you're listening to this, go watch CBS All Access. Like, this is literally made for you. There's like 9 cop shows.
Get your grandchild to get on your iPad that they bought you for Christmas 2 years ago.
Yes.
They'll download the app for you.
Yes.
It's just, don't worry about what app means. It's just a little icon. It's a pretty icon. It's like
fine,
a TV
don't worry
channel.
About it.
They're going to download it, and you can watch NCIS all day, every day.
Yeah, literally all day, every day. It's going to be great. There's Elementary. That seems like a show you would also like.
Definitely.
Apparently, there's a Hawaii Five-O show that's very popular on here.
Talk about nostalgia. You can feel like you felt when the original Hawaii Five-O was out. Back when, what, was that the 70s, the 80s?
I don't know.
Back when Reagan was known. Try your free sign up today. There's probably a free sign up.
We still don't know if there's like a deal or anything like that, but there probably is.
They haven't given us a code yet. They are incredibly nice. We love Lisa and Frank over there. Hit us up. We'd love a little paycheck.
Yeah, just a little paycheck would be great. We will continue to plug your shows in this excellent manner. Next time, I'm going to talk about Instinct. It has a backwards N.
Okay.
It's definitely popular. CBS All Access, sign up today.
It's online.
That's pretty good. it's online. It's online should be our new like tag phrase for them.
Yeah, okay, I like it. Ryan, we're back from our ad break.
We are.
Now I wanted to talk about Disney Plus and Hulu, our favorite online streaming service.
Yes, the one that we recommend above all. Above all. I actually do. I'm really excited about it.
Okay, here's what we should talk about.
Yeah.
I'm a designer.
You are.
That fucking D fucked with me for years. I always thought it was a weird G.
Yeah, I 100% thought it was a weird G. But the thing that was amazing for me, though, is like as a child, I was 100% okay with like, I was like, this company is named Disney and I know it's Disney and that's a G.
Yep.
And
yep.
It's Gizney. Yep. And it does not bother me that their logo does not match their name.
Here's what we do. Disney has a spinoff company called Gizney and it's for parents.
Okay.
Walt Gizney Worlds. It's in Louisiana.
It's in Louisiana.
Well, you got gators in Florida, and so we want to keep the authenticity. You got gators in Louisiana. Okay, at Walt Disney World, we have the Magic Kingdom, okay? They got Microsoft in as a co-sponsor, right?
Yeah.
And Microsoft's in there. YouTube Kids is really hot, right? I'm sure there's a Bing version of YouTube Kids. I'm sure there's like a Bing video trademark for children, copyright 2018 edition. I don't know why I'm shit talking Microsoft, but they have terrible names for products.
They
just can't get it right. So you kind of have like an Epcot thing at Disney. What would Disney's Epcot be named? We should think of some park names and some rides.
So are we still targeting
parents and children?
Parents and children. Okay, cool. All right, so parents and children, they're going to Disney in Louisiana.
It's incredibly hot. It's all outside.
It's always hot all the time. They have no misters or anything along those lines. It doesn't have the Sentinel chickens or anything like that to make sure everybody's okay.
The only dressed up character that you still get a Disney favorite, it's only Goofy. But there are literally hundreds of Goofies around the park.
Is it like the old dad Goofy that's kind of misogynistic?
Oh, I like that. Maybe it's, what was the movie with the kid? Goofy and his kid.
Goofy movie?
Okay. Don't talk to me like that, Ryan.
Like, listen, you earned that.
Yeah, the Goofy movie. So maybe the mascots, since it's a park for parents and their children only, and you cannot be a single adult.
It's just Max.
It's just Max and his dad.
It's just Max and Goofy.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, it's just
I was
Max
ready
and
to
Goofy.
Be like, what's Max's dad's name again?
This is amazing. I love this so much. I love a Goofy movie. So obviously I keep saying I love Disney and I do. You want to know the one thing that makes me angry about Disney?
Well,
I had two things. Like, so one was the Disney Vault, and it's just absolutely infuriating that you would not give me the content that I want.
Ryan, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No,
A part of the park is the Disney Vault and they're like, we're back with the millennials, right? And the parents and the moms and the dads can lock up millennials in the Disney Vault.
Oh, see, there we go. We got another ride here or another attraction. Like the Disney Vault, you can just put someone away in there for like 10 years and then they get released later on DVD or something like that.
Yeah, they do.
But they're called like Diamond Edition.
Maybe all of the strollers are made out of that. Remember the VHS tapes when we were kids? They came in those big white plastic cushiony.
Yes.
All the stroller, the entire ground of Disney World is that material. So like a baby can never fall and hurt themselves.
Oh, perfect. You literally don't have to worry about your kids. They can just ram into anything at all.
Yes.
I love this plan. And it smells like plastic, which is awesome.
Yeah.
really good for the sun too. So it'll just
great,
be hot.
Great for the sun.
Yeah, this is good. Okay, excellent.
I think this is the solution. I think Disney World is it.
I think Disney World is it. I'm glad we came to a good name. We understand a couple of the attractions. Like, I'm really happy with it.
The sad thing about Disney World is it is kind of a piece of nostalgia for millennials. So just within literally weeks, it would be inundated with single adult millennials again.
Oh, it really would.
If you told me there was a ride at a Disney World called the Disney Vault where you got locked up in the Disney Vault for a couple of hours.
I'm actually kind of into it.
Yeah, right? Right?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, that would be pretty rad. I really want a ride called the Disney Vault. Oh, here's what I want. Like, fuck the premise of this show. Here's what I want. I want a escape room called the Disney Vault where I have to break out. And then you get the DVD that you get out, or the Blu-ray or whatever, that you get out of the Disney Vault.
Maybe it's a videotape of you being in there and they auto-rotoscope it during it to give it
that
kind of Disney.
I do like that as well.
Yeah, this is a great – actually, that's – I don't know how that does not exist in the Magic Kingdom as a ride already, but that's a great idea. Disney, we did solve that for you.
We did. Like, you now have a new attraction. You're welcome. I would like an escape room called the Disney Vault.
Yep.
And I would like a copy of a Goofy movie on Blu-ray whenever I successfully beat it.
You don't need – I mean, sure, but also in 2 months when you pay your $6 for Disney Plus, it'll be on there in 4K.
I still want it, and just because they're not going to give it to me. I have that weird thing.
We don't talk about the Goofy movie anymore.
No, we definitely talk about the Goofy movie a lot. You're just lucky I haven't broken out into song yet. Like,
that'll be next podcast. We'll do an ad just for the Goofy movie.
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
Next recording, 2 weeks, we are going to do a Goofy movie advertisement. that delights me to no end. You have no idea.
Okay, Ryan, well, I think we solved it.
Yeah, we did a good job. High five.
High five. This is our best solution yet, I think.
It's our best solution.
We couldn't have done it for a smaller company.
Yeah. I think the thing that I'm really proud of from this episode is, you know, a lot of times we go and we help these like big, large corporations, and we're really helping out the little guy this time around.
Yeah, this is what I envisioned this podcast always being about. This was my vision from the start, so.
Exactly.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, Aaron.
This week's ad segment featured music by Joseph McDade. If you like the show, give it a review on your favorite podcast platform. It means a lot.